Paul, then, first of all, let's begin with the injury situation. I hear positive news for Doncaster Rovers this week.
Yeah, we're getting there at last. Paul Keegan came through 60 minutes in the reserve team, as did Jamie McComb, and they both came through fine. You know, Paul will assess today and tomorrow and work out whether he's ready to go back in or whether it might be a little bit too soon, you know, because what we don't want to do with all the injuries we've had is rush them back too quickly. But there's a lot of positives coming out at the minute, which is nice.
And Rob Jones, what's the latest with him then?
Yeah, really positive news on Rob as well. He went down to see a specialist in London on Monday, and the news was that he doesn't need an operation. He can start joining in training, which he has done on Tuesday. He just has to take his time with it a little bit, which is hard with Rob because he wants to chuck himself at it full throttle. But he's heading wise, we're going to take it easy. We've arranged the game provisionally for next Wednesday for him to play some part in, and hopefully that's positive news as well. And you know, the likes of your Keegans and your Jones, you know, we've missed them with their experience and their know-how, not just in the changing room but on the training ground as well.
So in, say, 3 weeks' time, you could have everybody up to speed and fit again?
Yeah, that's the plan, and that's what we're hopeful of. You know, Paul Quinn's still struggling a little bit for Saturday. We'll have to assess him. You know, but it's good. I think there's only Theo and Quinny in the treatment room at the minute, which is a far cry from what it was a few weeks ago.
Isn't it just so? And the latest with them then is what right now? How likely is it that they could be involved anytime soon?
Quinny's 50-50 for Saturday. You know, he twisted his knee in his Stevenage game. We were hopeful he was going to be okay for Saturday. We still are, but you know, as it stands at the minute, he's no more than 50-50. And Theo's had his operation, which has went well, so he's starting his rehab, and hopefully in 6 weeks' time he'll be back as well.
Lots of issues to do with loans in and out, but one specifically at the minute. Ender Stevens has obviously been playing. His loan, the completion of it again, isn't too far away. What does the future hold for him here?
Yeah, we'd like to keep Ender to the end of the season. You know, he's done well. He's come in, he's played games, helped us out a little bit, you know, with the injury situation, and we still think he's going to get better. You know, James is back now. And what it does do, having the both of them, it gives us the option to do what we've done at Blackburn on Saturday and play James one in front, where we feel he can be as effective as he is at left back.
Has that process started yet? Because I know it's a couple of weeks away, isn't it, until his loan actually is up. Have you set the ball rolling in that respect?
Not at the minute. There's been other things to get sorted out, and you know, we're trying to prioritise, but that doesn't mean that we don't want to keep Ender.
OK, then. So one of those priorities then is a striker. How close are you right now, Thursday morning, to getting somebody in?
We're as close as we are far away at the minute. It's frustrating, you know. But the one thing I don't want to do, and you know, I've spoke at length with the board about this, and they completely agree, is I'm desperate to get one in. The board are, the fans are, but I don't want to jump in there and get one in for Saturday. You know, we've got to think that we've got 21 games left, and getting the right one for 20 games might be a better thing to do than get the wrong one, if you can say the wrong one, and panic and get them in for Saturday. You know, we're trying, we're all working overtime to get it done, but the thing that's affecting us at the minute is it's a knock-on effect. You know, we're possibly waiting on clubs 3-4 down the line for them to do their business before they'll be able to release somebody. You know, because every club we're speaking to at the minute needs to get players in before they'll let one out. We're hopeful, as we always are, but as I said, we have to. I don't want to go and spend money on a player that in 3 weeks' time I might regret, you know, so we have to make sure it's the right one.
It's been reported that Martin Waghorn is one of those players. How true is that?
It's been reported, and a lot of players I keep reading. Look, I think it's the old saying, and you're probably laughing, I say it, it's disrespectful to talk about players at other clubs when they're contracted, especially when we're speaking to 3, 4, 5 clubs at the minute about getting players out. So the one thing we don't want to do is upset the clubs by giving names out. And the other thing we don't want to do is let other clubs know who we're trying to get.
So if I was to say Matt Derbyshire and Nick Proswich, then are they even targets?
They're good players.
So that's a yes in football speak,
it's
isn't
not,
it?
Not at all.
Yes, it is.
We're speaking to, as I said, we're speaking to 3 or 4, maybe 5 clubs at the minute about strikers, and the clubs we're speaking to are in the situation I said before, you know, that they're trying to get players in before they let players out.
And is it definitely loans you're looking at throughout this window, regardless of position? I know we're talking about strikers at the minute, but is it definitely loans, or is there possibly scope to get somebody on a fixed short-term contract, i.e. permanently?
I think it's a bit of both. You know, the problem is we're doing fixed contracts to the end of the season as players want another year on top of that. Now, what I'm saying to them is, look, if you come in and do the business and we stay up, we'll give you another year. If you don't, we won't, because that means you've contributed to either as being successful or unsuccessful. You know, and we can't commit too much long term at the minute, because we need to get ourselves out of the situation we are short term.
When we spoke last week, you were also in the market for another defender, aside from Mate, who's obviously signed and played now. Gabriel Tamás, what's the latest with him?
Gabby's in training with us at the minute. You know, we're talking to him, we're talking to his agent about trying to get some deal done. He's the one thing he is a top class defender with loads of experience. He's a proper footballer and a proper man as well. You know, he's no nonsense in the things that he does, to say the least. And we would like to get him, but there's other clubs are in for him. And as I said, we're trying to sort something out. We've spoke to a lot of people about Gabby, you know, from Steve Clark to Roy Hodgson, because he's had a couple of misdemeanors in his career, should we say. So we wanted to find out about the other side of him, and you know, people of the calibre of Steve Clark and Roy Hodgson have said, look, if you can sign him, snap their hands off.
Such as what then? I mean, what's he been guilty of in the past?
I think he's, which I quite like sometimes, he's been out and had a drink, which players have got to have a release sometimes. But he's a proper footballer, that's the one thing I will say. You know, he's got over 60 caps for his country. He's highly thought of. He played in the Premier League last year. Him and Abdou Mieti were the centre-half pairing that got West Brom promoted. So he ticks the box for us in a lot of ways, you know, and we're hopeful we can get something done.
So you're fighting for his services. I mean, I suppose, again, it's a timescale thing. How long have you got him for here training? How likely is it you could tie him up before the weekend?
Well, I want to tie him up and keep him here so he can't go anywhere else. He's here training at the minute, and you know, the positive thing is there are other clubs interested, but Gabby's hinted in the short time he's been here that he would like to stay.
So things are ticking along nicely then as regards Inns. As the squad gets a little bit fleshed out now, players are coming back. Could we see further loan departures?
Not at the minute, because you know, we've looked at the training squad this morning, and with the goalkeepers, we've only got 21 players training. You know, we've done our business on the outgoings, which hopefully has freed up a little bit for us to get the players in that we want. There's no guarantees on that, as we've seen. But I think for the time being, that'll be it.
Because there is a fear amongst the fan base, given perhaps some of the politics that's doing the rounds right now, that somebody who's influential to this team might have to be sacrificed to maybe get some cash to get somebody else in, or get two or three in. Is that even a possibility this window?
Who's that?
Well, any of them. One of the players that are crucial to how you want the team to progress going forward. One of the star players, I suppose, to be sold.
No, that's never even been spoken about. Because you know, we want to keep our better players, and we want to stay up, and I believe we will if we can keep the squad together. And I keep saying it. Keep the squad together, get the injuries back, and add one or two to freshen things up a little bit. I'm more than confident we'll get out of it.
How difficult is it to kind of stay chipper and upbeat at the minute, given the fact that results aren't coming right now? I know you played pretty well second half at Blackburn, etc., etc., but the results aren't coming.
No, they're not, and we have to address that, you know. And the one thing I am in life, and especially in football, is positive, you know. And I said after the game, and as always, I try and be as honest as I can with you guys. At half time on Saturday, you're thinking, have we got enough to get out of it? You know, after the game, and I sat down with the players, and I try and be consistent with what I say to the players in the changing room when I come out and speak to you guys and say the same thing. And I've seen more than enough second half with the players we've got coming back, with the performance, with the belief that they showed, with the run that we've been on, being 1-0 down away from home to a team like Blackburn, to go out and really take the game by the scruff of the neck. That gave me a lot of belief and a lot of positives. But I've said to the players that I can keep telling them and keep talking about belief and believing you're doing the right things. They have to believe it from within, and I've seen that second half, which for the next 21 games gives me a lot of promise.
Because I suppose there's the idea at times when you have had the possession you've had of having the kind of the extra belief, I suppose, or however you may well want to describe it, to fashion that chance, to make them shoot more, I suppose, with some of them, particularly the midfielders.
Yeah, it is, and it's people talk about bringing a striker in, which we know is badly needed. But we also need to share goals out throughout the team. You know, we believe, we work a lot in our set pieces. We're very close a lot of the times, but very close doesn't win you points. You know, so we need more goals from our defenders. We need more goals from our midfielders. And the forward speaks for itself. You know, you need your forwards to stay in this league. You need your forwards to hit double figures minimum, and your midfield to chip in with 4, 5, 6 goals. You know, and that's something that we'll be working on this week, and that's something we'll take into the game Saturday.
So you face a Wigan team right now who are starting to find their feet again, sadly, for Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, we've had this before. You know, and a big positive for us is when we have, especially at home, played the teams that are in form, the teams that are pushing for promotion, that's brought the best out of us. You know, and I know I say this about other managers, but Uwe is probably one of my best friends in football. So I know exactly what he'll be set up. I know exactly how he likes his teams to play. And I'm looking forward to it because they're a top team with a top manager. And as I said, we've shown in previous games that's when we raise our game.
So this would be from then Man City then, would it?
Yeah, from the Man City days, we've kept in touch. Uwe's two boys go to the same school as my two boys. Heard it all before. But he's somebody I keep in touch with a lot. You know, go back to 96 when I first met him, and so we've kept in touch over a long period of time.
He's done well, hasn't he? Brentford, and then moving on now to Wigan.
Fantastic, and I had no doubt whatsoever that he would, because he's he definitely knows what he wants, and he's thinking. He gets his team playing, he gets his team working hard, and the job he's got now, he deserves it.
Can you see him getting the best out of this Wigan group then? I suppose their aim will be at least the playoffs this year.
I think he's shown it already, and the way he's come in, and the way he sets his teams up, and you know, Uwe will be delighted with the squad of players he's got there as well, because he's got some top players, and Uwe knows how to get the best out of them, and he'll be fancying his chances of getting up.
We say this quite a bit about other managers and what have you. Always seem destined to become a manager when you sat there in the dressing room with them. And I suppose he would have been a senior player getting towards the end of his career back then, wouldn't he? What set him aside then?
He's very direct and straightforward in his thinking. He knows exactly what he wants, whether that's his German mentality or not, I don't know. And 9 times out of 10, he gets it. He works hard. And he's got a really strong mentality, like most Germans have, you know, and I think that's what maybe sets him aside from the others.
That said, obviously re-emerging again, Wigan, are you a little surprised they struggled at all? I appreciate they had lots of commitments, didn't they, but that's a hell of a squad.
It is. You know, we were at the game against MK Dons the other night there, and you just look at the subs bench and the players that are not involved to realise how strong a squad they've got. They've lost a couple, but they've managed to keep a majority of the squad in the Premier League and add quality to it. So we know it's going to be tough for it. But we've shown when we went there that we can compete with them. We've shown against the teams that are up there that we can compete with them. And I'm really looking forward to Saturday.
It's an odd kind of thing about Doncaster Rovers' season, that, isn't it? Because for all of the, as we say recently, you know, draws and defeats, you have had some really notable results this season.
We have, and look, we've got to look to do that again on Saturday, and that's the one thing we'll be drumming into the players, that we've played against these calibre teams, these calibre players, and we've beat them and picked up points, you know, and that has to be our aim on Saturday.